I want to talk about the crazy fog that is hitting people in certain cities. I have personally been contacted by numerous people who have been severely sickened by exposure to this fog phenomenon, whatever it is. And I have seen some lab tests. Of course, I've had a lot of people ask me for laboratory testing, and we don't test fog. That's just not, I mean, we're a food science lab, and we don't test for the kinds of things that are probably present in the fog, and it's very difficult to test for unknowns. You know, it's crazy hard to say, like, here's a mystery substance, and you tell me what's in it. Like, that's not really the way labs work. You have to test it for everything that you can think of, and all those tests cost lots of money. So forensic testing for unknowns is crazy expensive, time-consuming, etc. Well, people are getting sick from this fog. There's no question about it. And the best information that I've seen so far, although this is still an ongoing investigation, but what I've seen so far points in the direction of meningitis causing bacterial strains that are aerosolized in the fog. So understand that meningitis is, you know, inflammation of the nerve cells. It can affect the brain. It can affect the spinal cord. Any neurology in your body can be hit by, well, basically it's inflammation of the nerve cells caused by the presence of replicating bacterial strains. And in a general sense, you could just call it bacterial meningitis. But that doesn't specify the strain of bacteria. And importantly, this is not a virus. Because, you know, there's a lot of fraud in virology, and I don't really believe all the claims that modern-day virologists make. But bacteria, you know, you can see bacteria under a microscope. You can watch them divide, you know, mitosis, as it's called. They reproduce, and they also produce metabolic toxins or waste products from their own metabolism. And they are alive, right? Whereas viruses are not alive. No one, even in virology, says that they're living organisms. But bacteria are living organisms. And they can colonize your body. And probably the worst route or the most susceptible route for colonizing your body is through your nasal passages and your respiration pathway. So nasal passages and trachea and lungs. And that can give you all kinds of horrible things like Mycobacterium tuberculosis. You know, you can end up with horrible infection in your lungs where these bacteria are growing in your lungs and replicating in your lungs and filling your lungs with bacterial waste products. And I don't know if you know this, but the number one prevention for that is vitamin D. It turns out it's like there's so many amazing uses of vitamin D. But the fog seems to contain some kind of aerosolized bacterial strain. Well, we have some really strong research tools here because of all of our AI efforts, and we have an in-house book research tool. And of course, the early version of our ENOC language model. So I want to share something with you here that's really critical. Many of you perhaps do not know that the United States government actually ran a bioweapons testing program on the civilian population in California. And this was done in the year 1950. It was called Operation Sea Spray. And they aerosolized bacteria over the Bay Area near San Francisco. And it was released by a naval vessel. And they released two different strains of bacteria. And the strains, one of them is known to cause food poisoning. That strain is called Bacillus globigii. And see, one person died from that. And then also, let's see, in 1949, in conjunction with the government, bacteria were introduced into the air conditioning system at the Pentagon. And then there was another experiment at the Norfolk Naval Supply Center in Virginia. So these were all bioweapons tests on the American people. Now, when I asked our own language model and our research model about this, it came back with two really important points. One is that the Hanta virus is named as a potential pathogen that can be aerosolized and dispersed over civilian populations. And again, I don't follow all the, you know, all the fraud of virology, but I do believe in toxic spike proteins or toxic protein particles. In other words, bioweapons that can be aerosolized and released. And some people could call them a virus, but they're really just molecular weapons or biological weapons. Now, the other important point in all of this is that, and I didn't even ask for this, but our language model pointed out that essential oils are known to be able to eliminate harmful bacteria in the air, and specifically thyme oil, thyme, T-H-Y-M-E, thyme essential oil, according to our language model here, is known to be effective against anthrax, typhoid, meningococcus, in other words, you know, a meningitis strain, and tuberculosis bacilli. So look into thyme, right? Well, I thought, let's just ask our model about thyme essential oil and see what it says. Now, thyme oil, by the way, thyme essential oil contains something called thymol. Thymol is very potent. I know this because I worked with it when I formulated our silver first aid gel, which also contains thyme essential oil. And that's one of the reasons why our first aid gel, which contains 7 different essential oils, is so effective on the skin and as a protective barrier. But thyme essential oil, in addition to containing thymol, also contains carvacrol, which is known to demonstrate antimicrobial properties against various bacterial strains. So I'm going to read for you now some of what our language model is saying about this oil and other essential oils as defensive mechanisms against aerosolized bacteria. So for those of you who are concerned about the fog, I believe that aerosolized essential oils may be one of the key defenses in order to, you know, help you make it through all of this. Now, what I'm about to tell you, these are not claims about any of our products, just to be clear. I'm just talking about thyme essential oil in general. So it is known to be able to halt gram-positive bacteria, such as Staphylococcus aureus, including MRSA, which is a superbug. It's known to be effective against Listeria and Bacillus subtilis, which even rhymes. It's known to be effective against gram-negative bacteria, such as E. coli, as well as Salmonella. And then it's also effective against other types of bacteria, such as H. pylori, which is associated with ulcers and many other, you know, digestive issues, as well as Mycobacterium smegmatis. That's interesting. Now, that's all about thyme essential oil. And if you know anything about essential oils, you know that you can buy a nebulizer pretty inexpensively online. And you can add some thyme oil into some water. Always use distilled water for this purpose. And then you can emit thyme essential oil into the air around you. And I think thyme oil is one of the ingredients in something called thieves oil, which was used centuries ago to help protect people from the plague. Now, according to our language model here, there are other essential oils that have antimicrobial properties, specifically against aerosolized bacteria. Would you like to know what those are? See, this is a great example of the power of this language model. See, I'm going to give you the list here, but just let me pitch the model a little bit here. This is free, okay? You're going to be able to download this on March 1st. You'll be able to generate the exact same information I'm generating here. So if you realize, hey, there's a crazy fog being dispersed over cities or wherever, and we believe that there's aerosolized bacteria in the fog, you can ask the language model, hey, what can protect me against aerosolized bacteria? What kind of essential oils maybe? you know, what kind of nutrients can help my liver detoxify against this stuff, right? Or what can protect my respiratory pathways? You could ask it these questions. And here's the answer that it just gave me. Tea tree oil. Mm-hmm. Eucalyptus oil. Both of these are effective against E. coli and Mycobacterium tuberculosis, etc. Lavender oil. Oregano oil. Yeah, be careful of inhaling oregano oil. That stuff is strong. Also contains carvacrol, just like thyme oil does. So it kills salmonella. It kills Staphylococcus aureus. Cinnamon oil, effective against E. coli and also staph and some other things. Let's see, clove oil, oh yeah, that contains eugenol, which is also effective against staph and E. coli and some other strains. Clove oil says often used in dental applications due to its potent antimicrobial activity. Yeah, clove oil also contains a natural painkiller. So if you've ever had dental pain or gum pain or tooth pain, you can use just straight clove oil on it, very sparingly, by the way, and it will make the pain go away until you can get to a dentist. And by the way, here's a tip. Before you go to the dentist, if you want to pre-numb a certain area that the dentist is going to work on, just put a drop of clove oil on your finger, rub it on that part of the gums, and then try not to rub your eyeballs after that because that will burn. Okay, continuing, rosemary oil also. Rosemary oil is amazing. This is one of my favorite oils because it contains rosmarinic acid, which is incredibly useful in so many different ways. So this combination, you know, you combine these oils and then you get a broad spectrum antibacterial effect that can also kill superbugs such as MRSA. Now, these work by certain mechanisms, and our language model here is telling me the mechanisms. It says they work because they disrupt bacterial cell membranes. They interfere with cellular processes. They inhibit biofilm formation. Yeah. They are particularly effective against aerosolized bacteria when diffused into the air. Understand? So here's a tip. You can buy an essential oil diffuser that plugs into the 12-volt receptacle in your vehicle. And you can acquire either a mixture of these oils, or you can acquire them independently, mix them yourself. Or, you know, there are a lot of essential oil companies out there that make mixtures like this. I'm not even pitching my own store. I have no idea if we carry a mixture like this. I don't know. But get your hands on these oils. If you're driving around and you want to help protect yourself, it's not a bad idea to have a diffuser in your car. And it's also pleasant. But there is a real medicinal protection, a benefit from aerosolizing essential oils at reasonable levels. You don't want to overdo it. You don't want to create your own fog. And you certainly don't want to inhale, you know, cinnamon oil and like crazy oils. I mean, oregano. You don't want to inhale a bunch of oregano oil. But in the right concentrations, these can be very protective. You can also use these oils to cleanse surfaces, you know, doorknobs or door handles or whatever, or even a little bit on your own hands. And during COVID, I remember there were companies that were selling these antibacterial wipes that were in like a cylinder. You pull them out like tissues or something, but they were slightly wet and they were filled with certain essential oils, and that gave them an antibacterial effect. And some of them claimed that they would kill viruses, even though viruses aren't even really alive, but they would denature the viruses. So if you really want to know about emergency medicine and what you can do about this fog or about aerosolized bioweapons, aerosolized bacteria, because your government has already proven that it will release deadly aerosolized bioweapons on the population. They did it in San Francisco. Just look it up, Operation Sea Spray. That's history, okay? They are probably doing it again right now. And the way to protect yourself is what I just mentioned. essential oils. With a diffuser, you can even wear a little diffuser. I've seen these before. You can buy like a little necklace that's got like a cotton cloth inside it, and then you put the oils in the cotton, and then, you know, it slowly releases the oils for a few hours while you're wearing it, right? I would not travel without these oils. Let me tell you, if I were on an airplane, if I were in an Uber or a taxi or whatever, I would make sure that I have this protection with me, because who knows where the government's going to drop this fog next or what they're going to put in it. These are bioweapons. And it's clear that this is a depopulation program that's being deployed against the American people. Once again, just like COVID was, and then the COVID jabs, and now it's, you know, bio fog. So, as always, we've got answers for you, right? We've got the answers for you. It's really simple once you have the knowledge. And our language model can give you this knowledge. So sign up at brighteon.ai. Just enter your email address there, and we'll email you when you can download this model. And then you can run it on a Mac or a Linux system or a Windows system. And it's free. It's non-commercial, and it runs locally. You don't even need an internet connection to use it. How cool is that? This is our gift to humanity. This is one of the ways that we are just giving back to the world and working to help decentralize knowledge and help people, you know, prevent disease and prevent suffering and just be better, have a better life. Live longer, you know, live healthier. And for those people who don't, quote, believe in essential oils, like, okay, whatever. You don't believe in cause and effect. You don't believe that molecules do things. Well, you know, good luck in your fantasy land, right? You don't have to believe in essential oils. They do not require your belief in order to function. All they require is chemistry. And as long as the laws of chemistry are still in effect, which they are, thank goodness, otherwise we wouldn't have H2O or CO2. A couple of important molecules on Earth, or O2 for that matter, right? So if chemistry stopped working, well, we would all be dead. And if people don't believe in chemistry, they're just stupid. So you don't have to believe in essential oils. You just need to use them. Believe whatever you want, right? But if you want the protection, use the things that grant you that protection. And be sure to check out more of my interviews and special reports at brighteon.com and articles at naturalnews.com. Mike Adams here, and I want to share a little nutritional secret with you. So you know I drink these smoothies every day. I make these out of avocados and bananas and whey protein. I put some other powders in them as well. I put a little black cumin seed oil in there and some vitamin D drops and things like that. But what I've added today into my smoothie, because we now have it available in our store, is called Golden Milk. And I know it's kind of a funny name, but it's orange. It's golden orange colored because it's got a lot of turmeric in it. But let me show you this. I've got it on my desk here. There it is in the canisters there on the right and left-hand side. Golden Milk powder canisters. Of course, it's certified organic and laboratory tested. But if you show my screen, I want to walk you through some of the ingredients. This is incredibly delicious. It's great for the fall season here too. But it's made with organic coconut milk powder and then organic date sugar, which is a low glycemic natural sweetener. And then the functional herbs are, you've got curcumin, which is an extract from turmeric. You've got organic turmeric root powder, organic ginger root powder for that spice, that fall spice, ashwagandha powder, which is an adaptogen that's really potent. And then cinnamon powder gives it that just delicious flavor. Cinnamon, by the way, is used a lot in traditional Chinese medicine, and it has its own health properties. All this together is called Organic Golden Milk Superfood. You can take the powder and you can blend it into water, or you can blend it like I did with avocados and bananas. You can blend it with cashews to make like a cashew milk, like a superfood fall eggnog nutrition drink. There's no eggs in it, and it's not all sugared up like typical eggnog. It's way better than eggnog, but it's great for the fall season. Or you can use almond milk or any other kind of milk or raw cow's milk, whatever you have, fresh milk off the farm. Mix this with it and you will have a superfood extravaganza that has so many functional benefits, it's too many to even name. Now, in addition to that, here's what else we have available at the Health Ranger store. I just mentioned ashwagandha. We have an ashwagandha liquid extract available right now, too. Here it is. It's organic liquid extract, 2 fluid ounces. This is a super high-end extract that's extracted with a combination of alcohol, water, and glycerin. And as a result, because of those three different, quote, solvents or, you know, carriers, you actually extract more of the nutrients from the ashwagandha root than just using one of those. So this is available now, and it's really fantastic. And if you show my desk, I want to mention a couple other things. We have astaxanthin, Hawaiian astaxanthin, now back in stock for the first time in a long time. That is a fat-soluble carotenoid that has extraordinary properties. If you haven't yet tried astaxanthin and just observe what it can help with in terms of your mobility and joints and cognitive protective support, things like that, try astaxanthin. I think you'll be really amazed at what it can do for you. In addition, we have the Boku Superfood formulation now in stock for the first time. This organic superfood is the, well, it's based on the original Boku formulation, but it's been upgraded, enhanced with our sourcing, our laboratory testing, and the result is now the combination Boku Superfood, Health Ranger Store, you know, combo formulation and lab testing product available for the first time, plant-based, high-density nutrition, ready to blend into water or milk or anything like that. It's available for the first time at our store. And then finally, if you go back to my desk, yeah, we've got ginger latte powder, which is, you know, more of a sort of coffee-themed drink there that's also quite delicious. And then we also have there in the brown label, the organic freeze-dried crunchy munchies, banana, apple, cinnamon. And these are fruit and herb purees that are freeze-dried into little snack chunks. And they're called crunchy munchies. They're fun to eat. Kids love them too. And the ingredients are just incredibly clean and nutritious. We also have a banana strawberry flavor available in the crunchy munchies as well. So a great snack, a great travel food. All of this and much more is available now at healthrangerstore.com. And also don't want to forget iodine, because everybody's freaking out about the risk of nuclear war right now. And sure enough, we've got nascent iodine available at the store. This is the cap version because the caps last much longer than the droppers, but you can also buy this with a dropper in it, or you can get bulk deals with this. You can buy like 6 bottles with caps right here, a 6-pack. And this stuff is going to just disappear off the shelves the minute, you know, let's pray it doesn't happen, but the minute war escalates even more between Russia and Ukraine, especially if somebody starts launching nukes, or even if Israel starts launching nukes, which could happen on any given day, it seems, but you won't be able to find nascent iodine on the shelves. So get it now while you can, and when it's relatively affordable and available. We've got it right now. We're shipping right now out of our warehouse in Central Texas. So thank you for all your support. Shop at healthrangerstore.com for all your nutrition needs. And you can find many different products that we have available, hundreds to choose from that are health and nutrition. We've got hundreds of different products to choose from themed on health and nutrition and superfoods, even personal care products. We've got freeze-dried crunchy munchies and also storable food, certified organic storable food, you know, various nutritional supplements. Yes, we test everything for glyphosate. We test it for heavy metals. We test for microbiology contamination, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, total plate count, other testing as well. So we do more testing than anybody that I know of in this business. And so you can rest assured that whatever you purchase from our store is ultra clean, ultra tested, and has very high density nutrition without all the crazy high toxic heavy metals that are very commonly found in products like turmeric and ginger and moringa and many others. So, hey, as I say about the other nutritional product providers out there, if they're not testing for heavy metals, they're selling heavy metals. You got to test for it, because heavy metals contamination is like crazy common in certain types of foods and supplements like turmeric. So we have laboratory tested, certified organic. Thank you for supporting healthrangerstore.com And know that every purchase helps support our platforms like Brighteon.com, Natural News, Brighteon.io, our decentralized free speech platform, Brighteon.social, and much more, including our AI project, Brighteon.ai. So thank you for all your support. God bless you all. Take care.